So it's not about getting rid of these drives. They're normal. They're natural. As an animal, you have these drives. We all have them. I have them. Quite naturally. The difference is, who's running the show? To what degree is your life based on survival? To what degree is your life based on your relationships? And to what degree is it based on sex? Just examine this for yourself. There's no right or wrong. But the issue is to see, is there a point where you're not willing to go further because of some story around survival, relationship, or sex? Because we use a story to justify our own limitation, self-betrayal, by giving the drive the lead, letting it run the show. But when a drive runs the show, we never say, oh, that's my self-survival. That's my fear of survival. That's why I'm working here. That's why I'm in relationship with you. That's why I want this house. We always have a very elaborate story to cover it, so it's socially acceptable. It's not my fear of survival. It's because I like you. I like being around you. Makes me feel good. I like doing things for you. Makes me feel good. And so that's the story we tell ourselves, when perhaps underneath that story is the survival drive running. And perhaps if the survival drive is running, on the surface we're betraying ourselves. Maybe that's not really what I want to be doing. Maybe I don't really want to be in relationship with you right now. Maybe if I stay true to my heart, something completely different and unknown will appear. And that's threatening. That threatens all the drives. But when the drives surrender, when even your drive to survive surrenders to yourself, to the truth of yourself, then even these drives become in service. You ride them.